awesome.
Last weekend's Rally for the Cure was not about winning or losing. 79 women from Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Juneau, and Seattle participated in this year's event. Golfers and non-golfers hit the links at Muskeg Meadows with one goal in mind: to raise awareness about breast cancer.
This is my first time to golf besides putt-putt.
Glenna Ellis is the co-owner of the Wrangell Boat Shop. She decided to venture outside of putt-putt to try her hand at golf just for the event. She says it did not matter whether or not she won any of the competitions, as long as everybody had fun and the event raises enough funds to fight breast cancer.
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for women to get out here and be together and do something for a great cause.
Contest for the straightest drive, chipping, and closest to the pin kicked off everything, followed by a silent auction and drawing. For the rest of the day, the ladies shot a round of nine-hole best ball. Co-event organizer Kathy Sandis says the focus of this year's event was to just have fun.
We decided to add a new twist to the game of golf, the nine holes. Instead of being quite so serious about it, we added just little fun things to do. It kind of evened the playing field for the players. Those that golf really well, their playing field got lowered because they were challenged with things they'd never played with before. And those that have never golfed, it gave them an even chance to play with a fun time.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Nice.
Nice.
Good one. That would have been better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh,
ooh,
and over there.
Here, Stacey,
can you
leave that in?
Marva Tinas, Ginger Evans, Stacey Dahl, and Pamela Speck were four of 17 participants who made the trek from Petersburg to be at the event. Like the rest of the participants, the group mixed with first-timers and avid golfers made the trip for the cause and to have a good time. And like everyone else, the group knew at least someone, family or friend, who had been diagnosed with breast cancer.
I have a maternal aunt and a paternal aunt that have had breast cancer, and my grandmother died of breast cancer.
How long ago was that?
That was actually in the 60s, 1965.
Okay.
She passed away, and then my two aunts have been survivors for, I think one aunt's been a survivor for 3 years, and then the other one maybe five.
My French teacher from high school, she actually passed away from breast cancer probably at least 10 years ago.
I have an aunt who passed away from breast cancer, and I'm a nurse, and I've worked with cancer patients, and so it's kind of a different take on things. Support from another direction.
And for me, just good friends in the community. Pia Riley, for example, who is here at the golf course playing golf, that is a survivor and has, you know, gone on as well as, you know, other women in our community. And you just say, right on. I mean, it's a hard thing. And to struggle on and to get past it, and they're great for everybody as a role model.
Speck went on to praise breast cancer survivors' positive attitudes after beating the disease.
You know, they just continue with their life, and it kind of is a bummer, but, you know, they get through it, and they're the ones that help us that don't have it with their attitudes. You know, I mean, that's the great thing about it. They seem to have better attitudes than their family and friends around them that want to help them, and they're the ones that keep us going and do the correct thing so we don't get it.
This year's event raised over $4,300, which is up from the $2,600 that was raised last year. Most of the proceeds will go to the Cancer Care Wrangell Medical Center Foundation. The Cancer Care Program provides travel assistance for cancer patients who need treatment that is not offered in Wrangell. The rest of the proceeds will go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is an organization that supports breast cancer research. The winners of the event are not announced, but by the end of the day, it was a win-win situation. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.